time for today's daily devotional, and you can find them on our website as well at WBYZ94.com, as well as all of my social media. And this week we've been using asking for a friend as our theme as we've been working our way through the week and talking and asking some of the questions and covering some of the subjects that people bring up about church. Today we're talking about the tool of community. Can I believe in God but not go to church? Now, scripture focus is 1 Corinthians 12:27. Now you are the body of Christ, and each of you is a part of it. Growing up, it was my grandparents who actually took me to church, my mom's mom, and then my biological dad's parents as well. And so she had this theory that you really didn't have to go to church if you believed in God. Now, she never really explained that or broke that down to me as to why she felt that way, but she just really didn't think that church was necessary. So as years passed by, I would say my mom was probably in her early 70s or so. A friend of hers simply invited her to go to church, and she had been asking my parents for a while to go to church, so she had planted a seed. So mom did, and she went with my dad, and something changed. It wasn't overnight, but little by little, they kept going, and then they started serving. Eventually, they gave their lives fully to Jesus, and they were baptized together while they were in their late or early 70s. Now, we drove home to witness that because at that time, I did not live in Middle Georgia, and I'll never forget it. As a matter of fact, when I post pictures of my mom, because she's passed away now for, let's say, 11 years, that is usually one of the photos that we do post. So all of that happened because one Christian woman planted a seed for my parents. So when asking for a friend today, can I believe in God but not go to church? Sure, you can. Faith starts with a personal relationship with Jesus. But if you stop there, you're going to be missing one of the greatest gifts God offers, and that is community. So church isn't about rules or religion. It's not about the perfect building or the perfect people. Spoiler alert, right? There aren't any. It's about coming together as the body of Christ and growing and worshiping and serving and doing life together. God didn't design us to follow him in isolation. He designed us to sharpen each other, encourage each other, and carry each other's burdens and build one another up. Even Jesus, the Son of God, surrounded himself with community. So here's the thing. People need people, and sometimes your faith gets strengthened by hearing someone else's story. Sometimes someone else needs to see yours in action. Maybe the church has hurt you before. Maybe you're unsure or not even really sure at this point where to start, but don't give up. Never give up. Maybe like my mom, it just takes one invitation and one willing heart to step back in. You never know what God might do with a simple yes by walking through those church doors. So as we come to you in prayer today, Jesus, thank you for creating us to live in community. Help us move past the fear, hurt, or hesitation and trust that you have placed for us. Lead us to a church where we can grow and serve and belong, and help us to be the kind of people who invite others to come. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.